celebrating releases past and present, this is the Dreamcast Hour.
Hello everyone, it's been a long old while, hasn't it? It is I, Green Viper 8, returning from the depths of Radio Sega hell, because I'm finally back hosting a show. I crunched the numbers and I figured out it's been 2 months since I've done one, but it certainly does not feel like that. It feels like absolute centuries, to me at least. A lot has happened in those 2 months, actually, to the point where it just feels like, I don't know, a century ago, as I said. It's really quite odd, but it's so nice to be back here on the Radio Sega airwaves, and there's a whole ton of you here tonight as well. Some of you might have not even heard my voice before. I'm Green Viper 8, one of the admins here at Radio Sega, but most importantly, a lot of people seem to remember me from either this show or from a little show known as the Topical Resort, but this was my first show, and then we took a long old break from it because it was a 10-episode special, and then I came back and decided to do shows for special birthdays, game anniversaries, and for new indie game releases for this show. So that's how comes I'm back here, even though the Topical Resort is now dead, burning, also, surprisingly, in RS Hell. So I'd like to say as well, I'm really shocked that I'm back here for Dreamcast Hour instead of participating in that fancy new Mega Drive mini marathon thing that I'm pretending not to have organised that I actually organised. Yeah, I did not expect to be back here first. That just sort of happened. I say first, I'm not doing a Mega Drive mini marathon show, so we should just get that idea out of our heads right now, but yeah, I didn't expect to be back on the Dreamcast Hour before I did anything else. I thought maybe I would have done a special of some kind, like a Sega mix or anything else that just wasn't this. But anyway, I'm waffling and I've barely got any time left. I've only got 2 more minutes. So it's the Dreamcast birthday today. Woo, it's 20 years old. If you're American, because remember, America's the only place where anything exists ever. Anything else does not count. So as we know, Shenmue 2 did not come out on the Dreamcast. Neither did Rez. What else didn't come out on Dreamcast? Evil Twin did not come out on Dreamcast. What else did we have that didn't come out? We had Cosmic Smash. I'm suddenly trying to remember the name of the game. Crows. We didn't have Crows. There's a lot of stuff that we didn't have on the Dreamcast because America's the only place that exists, as we know. There's also one bit I'd like to bring up here because it's a topic of discussion for later on in the show, so I'd like to bring it up here. I'm repeating myself, as I seem to be with the show, because it's the second time I've done a birthday show for the Dreamcast. The second time it's been 20 in less than a year. So, a weird but relatable memory, at least for the first part for me, is sitting in school back around the 15th anniversary, thinking how long away the 20th anniversary was. It's a very surreal that 5 years later, not only, well, quite frankly, has the 20th anniversary actually dawned upon us, and it is now the 20th anniversary, which really sort of bizarre feeling to me, but the fact that I'm spending it here on what was at the time my favourite radio station, now as an admin, now as a show host, hosting a show about the console, is so awesome to me. But since we've all got the launch memories and the first memory type stories, let me know about some weird stories over the Dreamcast and its library of games. Any funny glitches, any great moments, or just memories that spawned from having the console, like a friend you met, or some just fun memories with the games, etc. Anything bizarre, out of the ordinary, that's what we want to know tonight, because we've done all the classic, what's your first time you ran into it, what do you remember of the pre-release, etc, etc. We've done all that. So we want to get random, we want to get crazy, because this is 99 Problems and this is Still Dreaming on the Dreamcast Hour, right here on Radio Sega. Right, I should probably fade the music up now. Let's do that. We'll be right back. And we are back. That was from Sonic Adventure. That was Dilapidated Way, the theme of the underpass in Casinopolis, which is a very awesome song. I love that one, but no one ever really seems to talk about it, which is why I actually had to go and play it there, because, well, we really probably had to start with something from Sonic Adventure at least, because I knew quite a lot of people would want something from Sonic Adventure, considering it was a launch game here in Europe and here in America, where obviously we're celebrating the birthday, so some people would naturally want some Sonic Adventure stuff, and BritGamer98 did, because he wanted It Doesn't Matter originally, but this sounds really silly. And people will point out how silly this sounds, but thematically it did not fit with any other song in the show. I didn't have any sort of songs, as of now at least, with a sort of guitar riff, etc. You know, any sort of strong rock sounds throughout the show. I didn't really have anything like that, so it'd be really jarring to go into a strong techno track straight into It Doesn't Matter. So I said to him, is there any other Sonic Adventure songs you want? And he said, just go with anything. So we actually have two coming up throughout the show. Well, we had one there, and we got another one coming up, but there is the potential for another one. If I deem it to be appropriate, in the sense of, there are like certain Sonic Adventure songs that everyone is going to want to request, but at the same time, we always play them. I don't necessarily want to go for those ones, which is why I went for the Dilapidated Way. And yes, you are correct, Sega Mixer Drive last night with Rexy did give Dilapidated Way some love with the Visor Jeff Hogg remix of it, which is a brilliant remix, by the way. Shouts to Jeff, awesome guy. But yeah, that one got love of SMD last night, and that was completely unprepared, because I had actually prepared this set list a few weeks in advance, which people are going to, if you tuned into my stream last night, you're going to go, did you really though? Because I heard you talking about Dilapidated Way. Yes, it was on the nose, it was on purpose. For the two of you who watch my stream who are tuning into the show right now. But still, awesome song there. Dilapidated Way from Sonic Adventure, a launch title here in the West. For that, from Sword of the Berserk, Guts is Rage. That was Forces 2, Ash Crow. That's not a game or a song I've heard before. I've not heard the song, I've not heard of the game, but Veritex requested that one, so I went with it. And that wasn't a launch title, that was the odd one out there. So I went with that one just because it thematically fit with the Soul Calibur track that came before it, and it was a nice sort of bridge between the two tracks, I thought, personally. It was a really great song. I'm glad he introduced me to that one. I'm going to probably have to get my hands on the rest of the soundtrack, because it is just that good, that one. Hopefully the rest of the soundtrack's up to the quality that one is. And before that, from Soul Calibur, I think a lot of people didn't expect me to start off with Soul Calibur, so that was quite shocking. Yeah, from Soul Calibur, that was Light and Darkness, the Soul Mix, which I believe is the album arranged version, but I wasn't too bothered because I don't really like the original Light and Darkness that much, but I love that Soul Mix, so I had to go with it. It's not very soul-y, actually. I was quite surprised by that. It was just more of an epic orchestral one. That's sort of why I liked it. So Soul Calibur was probably the second most popular launch title, I'd say, in the US at least, specifically focusing on the US. Because first would be Sonic Adventure, duh. Then second place would be Soul Calibur, because Soul Calibur was hugely popular on Dreamcast. And as we talked about on the original run of this show, it was massive on itself for the Dreamcast, because it was the best home port, so much so that it was even better than the arcade version, it was generally agreed. So you had to have a Dreamcast if you wanted Soul Calibur, because it was just that highly regarded. But I've never played Soul Calibur, the first one, and I say this now as I pick up my copy of Soul Calibur that's sat next to me, because I actually purchased a copy yesterday. I found it at a car boot sale, because I went to a car boot sale like, do you know what, I want to buy some Dreamcast games, and that I did, because I picked up a copy of Soul Calibur, and I picked up a copy of Ferrari F355 Challenge, also known as Passione Rossa. I don't know why it had a subtitle, but it did. I've not actually played either of them yet, because I sort of got home, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to turn on my Dreamcast, and I'm going to do all this stuff with it. And then a couple friends go, do you want to race Sonic Adventure? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I do, because I love Sonic Adventure. Favourite game for the Dreamcast, I think it probably always will be, but it's got some really tough competition, in my opinion. But I still want to pick up some games here and there. It's been so long since I've actually bought anything for the Dreamcast. I just get into this sort of rut where I either play the games on newer consoles or I just don't know really what to play. That's a quite common one. I go, well, what do I really want to play on this console? That's the thing. That's why it's so good, because it's just got so many hidden gems, especially when I'm trying to dig through for these soundtracks. Like when Veritex sends me Sword of the Berserk, never heard of it. Listen to it. Oh my goodness, the soundtrack's awesome. And I've done that with quite a few games, and I've never played them, but just listened to the soundtracks and thought that's nice. Likewise, I should probably do the same with the game library, just every now and then, oh, a Dreamcast game, found that in the wild. Well, let's pick that up and see if it's any good. That's really how I should be going into this mindset, but I haven't been doing that for years, and I think now's the appropriate time to do that. which is why I picked up some games yesterday, and I planned on picking up more, but I just didn't have the money on me at the time, and I plan on picking up more later as the sort of months go on. And especially that will help with this show as well, because if I ever need to come back and do another episode, like a birthday episode, I can go, well, I have a vast knowledge of all these games that I've played on the actual hardware now. Which I didn't do before, but yeah, I've picked up some Dreamcast stuff, and it's nice, but it's sort of the first time I've done it in ages. Anyway, that was Soul Calibur, Light and Darkness, the Soul Mix. It's just nice to have a chit-chat again. I don't really ever get to do that when I'm not on a radio show, and especially this in-depth about something I love so much. And as well, even on a stream, I lose my train of thought much more easily. I know I'm going on a ramble here, but I'll just flat out go, I forgot what I was saying, right, back to playing the game and failing miserably. I just get to go on a long-form tangent, which I love with this, because there's nowhere else that I can really sort of do this. It's why radio's awesome. It's my verbal diarrhea source. I unleash my verbal diarrhea onto you, and then you probably pass it on to other people. Or you just complain to me in the chat, one or the other. Anyway, this is surprisingly the Dreamcast news segment. I've been talking for 5 minutes. So the Dreamcast news segment is where we talk about any news relating to the Dreamcast, strangely enough. In this case, we have two headlines which have come out since the last episode, which was actually back in April, I believe. I'm actually going to look this up now, but I think it was in April. Either way, not a whole lot has happened, but a lot more has happened between the gap, or than the gap between November and April that happened last time. There was seriously no news in that gap we did there. I was really sort of scrounging around for anything to speak about. But I've just got up the episode now. Yep, 7th of April was when the last episode was. So, been a very long time. But despite that, there's not been a whole lot of community news. But there has, the news that we've had has been pretty interesting, in my opinion. So let's start off with a Kickstarter campaign for the racing game Arcade Racing Legends. So, Arcade Racing Legends hits Kickstarter and smashes initial goal. So, it's been a long while since the last episode, and what looks to be the Dreamcast's largest indie game to date has already been posted and finished its run on Kickstarter. Pixel Heart, based out of France, posted this campaign back in June, just ahead of the console's 20th anniversary in America and Europe. But it had been thrown back, ideas for the game had been thrown back and forth since 2018, and development had also started around that time. Nothing about this game seems to be a slouch. It takes inspiration from various classics such as Outrun, Daytona USA, and Sega Rally, and graphically it's head and shoulders above the wave of 2D indies we've been seeing on the console for years. You know, all the damn shmups. I love shmups. I'm not very good at them. They're cool, and I know people who do like them, but we've had enough now. A fair share of complaints have been aimed at this game, though. Many aren't happy with how scarce the environment is, and the FPS doesn't cut it for some. I think what's important to remember, though, is that this game is running through the, well, I'm trying to think of the name of it now, the CDI exploit. So I need to I actually wrote down how this works. So let me find out how I wrote down how this works. I've explained this on the show many times before, but for those of you who've forgotten and go, ooh, the graphics look a bit pants on this game, here's why the graphics don't look up to scratch with official Dreamcast games. Official Dreamcast burners have been long out of production, circulation, well, for a very long time. So instead, these indie games rely on an exploit known as the MIL-CD exploit, which actually limits the speed at which data can be read in comparison to a Dreamcast GD-ROM. So what that means is, in order to burn the games onto a CD, because otherwise you're not going to be able to play them, the Dreamcast reads the data slower off a CDR due to the fact that it's using an exploit than it would off a GDR, a GD-ROM, which is what the Dreamcast used. So if you're thinking, oh, these graphics, they just don't look up to scratch, they look very Saturn-esque. That's why, because it's reading data much slower, so as a result, you have to build the game in mind of those speeds. You can't make ridiculous, sort of Shenmue-level graphics and expect it to sort of run well, if that makes sense. The reason, sort of, you go, oh, well, I burnt off a Dreamcast game and it runs just fine in my console. Why is that? The reason because of that is because the game's been properly compressed and pressed down and appropriately squished to an inch of its life. To where, yeah, it works on a CD, but it's missing a ton of stuff. But hey, the FPS is nice. You can't really get away with the same, at least as far as I know. This is going off everything I've sort of researched, so I could still be wrong, but this is my own conclusion based on research. There is a data cap on how much can be read off a CD-ROM using a Dreamcast, which is why the graphics might not be as good as they could be on a normal GDR. That's my personal opinion on it anyway. Factoring that in, I'd actually say this game looks rather incredible in comparison to the standards, but also when factoring in how much the console was pushing against them to get this running. On the 27th of July, the deadline was reached and the game's final funds ended up at €68,025. That's 270% of their original goal. All the rest of the team, here's hoping we're able to get that faithful arcade racer revival we've all been craving. Currently we're aiming for the end of December, and yeah, it's a Dreamcast indie game, so it's obviously going to have some delays, but I can still keep my fingers crossed on December. And guys, if I can find an active sort of purchase page, I will actually purchase this game. I'm dead set on getting this one and perhaps even covering it for the show, because it does look brilliant off the trailers. That's not just me saying it because I'm here on a live show. I would be happy to give you guys my opinion. I think it does look awesome for an indie game. Because I know they were selling copies through Kickstarter, but the problem is the Kickstarter is no longer live and they don't seem to have a slacker backer thing type mechanism in place. So I really don't know if you can buy these until they're actually out on shelves, because I'd sort of like to have one pre-ordered. It'd be quite nice, but I know they're going to be a bit costly as well, but hey, I don't care, because nowadays I can afford to do that sort of thing. You know, the baller lifestyle, etc., the Dreamcast lifestyle has been bestowed upon me, so I guess, I don't know, but you get the point. I don't mind pre-ordering these indie games as much as I used to anymore, all to support an amazing indie dev who's perhaps, you know, in need of a bit of money after spending so much money on creating a game for a dead console. And then not releasing the game on Steam, because it doesn't look like they're actually going to release Arcade Racing Legends on Steam, which is normally how most of these companies sort of recoup their losses. I've also talked about this before, they get the initial hype built up by press outlets saying, oh, a new game's coming to Dreamcast, here's where you can pre-order, etc, etc. And then the actual sales come off Steam because it's just more convenient. Arcade Racing Legends doesn't seem to be doing that, which baffles me a bit, because that just seems to be such a waste of revenue. But hey, I get it, they're dedicated to the Dreamcast, they're dedicated to Sega, you've got to appreciate the grind. So if you have the money, and if you can find a pre-order or a purchase link, whatever, go ahead and buy Arcade Racing Legends. I hope you won't be let down. We'll find out when it comes to December. Maybe it could be the biggest pile of... I'm trying to think of a bad racing game, but I just can't think of one. What's it called? Gelraiser. Biggest pile of Gelraiser. The biggest pile of Sega Touring Car Championship that you can possibly think of. But for now, it seems decent. I have my hopes high for it. And the second and final news piece here is the Sega Fish Life has been reserved at Musée. I actually didn't look this up before the show. Polo and dumped online. For those of you not in the know, and I can't really blame you for this one, because let's be honest, I didn't have a clue here either. Sega Fish Life was a virtual aquarium that was placed in various Japanese public sector locations. As you can probably tell by the fact we're talking about here, it was released in the early 2000s and runs on Dreamcast hardware. It's always been pretty notorious to get a hold of due to the fact that it wasn't publicly available, which meant fighting for scraps of other collectors over a very limited number of units, which probably has remained under 10 for the past 5 to 10 years or so. That's speculation. I really don't know how many of these things are actually in the public domain. Factor in that this machine runs off Dreamcast hardware, which is almost 20 years old, we were getting very close to a situation where it was apparent that this bizarre Dreamcast superfan's dream was going to go away for good. One thing museums are surprisingly good at is preserving things, and well, that's sort of why they stay in business after all. But enter Musée Bolo in Switzerland. They opened in 2002, but Fish Life enters their lives in 2009, when the founder of Infogrames, Bruno Bonnell, donates a large collection of his gaming items to them. Among this is a non-functional Fish Life unit. Many of the more technically minded members of the Dreamcast scene rushed to fix this device's touchscreen while making sure not to break anything. They were successful, and after finally getting permission from Sega themselves, being scene members, they decided to dump this game online with official permission from Sega. As long as you have a Dreamcast emulator and a bit of patience, you can access all the needed files at segafish.museebolo.ch/en. But for those of you who've not got a hold of that link, because I can't blame you, because I'm not very good at pronunciation, if you haven't been able to tell that already, I'm going to drop that down in the chat room right there. If you want to go ahead and give that a mess around in your Dreamcast emulator of choice, I personally don't emulate. But if you do, you can look at this bizarre fish simulator that isn't Seaman, because those surprisingly exist. Yeah, so we're going to be getting on with some more music in a second, because we're half an hour in and I've only had one music break. But what I'm going to be saying is, as well, quite a lot of us, for the meme, have been starting up the Swirl Wars yet again. Swell Wars 2016 lives well into 2019. And, well, I've gone Team Blue, because who couldn't go Team Blue, am I right? Yeah, if you don't suck, you'd go Team Blue with me. But I want to start a proper Swell War. I'm going to keep a tally of everyone who's on each team, and we're going to decide for definite this time. I say it, we'll do it again in 2 months. For definite, which is the best Swell. That's right. We're going to have a standing tally on who's the best Dreamcast Swell. And I'm not even going to give you a hint as to who's in the lead. But to enter this, all you have to do is change your name on Discord, because it's easy to keep a track of. So how you do that is you go on to radiosc.gf/discord. I'll give you all the connected details in a second. But if you're already on Discord, you go to the top of the screen on desktop, where the downwards facing arrow is, and you click change nickname. You change your nickname to your normal name or any Dreamcast related name you can think of that makes it obvious that you're me. And then you put your normal name, then hashtag team, and then either blue or orange. You know, it's going to be red versus black times 10 times 100. This is going to be a hype battle, people. And you probably need a hype battle theme, so that's why we're going to go with the least hype song you can think of from Shenmue, because we have to have some Shenmue in here somewhere. This is 3:15. And, no, not 3:15 as in quarter past 3. No, as in 3. F-R-E-E 15. It's a nice, chill track. And in general, this is a nice, chill block. So, get cozy. This is the Dreamcast Hour. It's the Dreamcast 20th birthday yet again. Well, you listen to the only show that's still dreaming. Thank you.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Team Blue coming out strong. This is Dreamcast Hour here on Radio Sega. What you just heard there was a request by Electric Boogaloo from Virtual Fighter 3. What's the Dreamcast version called? 3TB. 3 Tuberculosis. Yeah, that's what it stands for. That was the launch title in the US, I believe, and maybe even Europe. It was in all three regions. Right, yes. I say that because there were some games that were launch titles in Japan and America that they for some reason just didn't launch in the UK, which really baffles me. And I guess the rest of Europe, but UK is like the main region that people talk about when talking about the Dreamcast release because it was the most cohesive and most well documented, I think. I don't know. It was weird. All of Europe. We'll just say all of Europe for the purposes of this. Yeah, there was a lot of game. I say a lot. Probably 3 or 4 that came out in America. But then when the Dreamcast came out a month later in Europe, they just didn't come out with it for some reason. It came out a few months after the console came out, which is bizarre. There we go. We also have in a conversation in the chat earlier, which not many people bring up, which is how the European release date was actually meant to be... the European release date was actually meant to be 9/9. So we were meant to have the release on the same day, but they pushed it back due to Dream Arena, which was our version of SegaNet. And Dream Arena just was not working correctly for some reason. They partnered with BT, British Telecom, to get Dream Arena up and running in the UK. I don't know what companies it was in other countries, but I know it was BT in the UK. They partnered with them to get Dream Arena up and running. I can't remember who was the partner in the US, but either way, that came out on time. But BT couldn't get it working once, so they pushed the console back. They couldn't get it working again, so they pushed the console back. And then it finally came out on October 14th, which is the European release date. But the thing about that is, I think it was still at least a good 6 months, if not a year, before Dream Arena even came out. They just got to the point where they went, we cannot delay this any longer. Otherwise, this release will completely bomb. We need to bring this out now. We'll fix Dream Arena later. And they did fix it later, to their credit. And Dream Arena was a great deal over here, because... I don't remember how much the price was for Dream Arena, the price of admission, but I certainly know for a fact, well, I guess it was standard rates, I don't think you had to pay a price of admission, in that sense, but I know for a fact that, at least here, I don't know if you got it in America, but you got a free copy of Choo Choo Rocket with every sign up to Dream Arena. So as a result, you are absolutely flooded with copies of Choo Choo Rocket if you look on UK eBay. Once again, don't know how that was for the other European countries, but definitely for the UK, you got a free copy of Choo Choo Rocket when you signed up the basic sort of, yes, I agree to play on this thing for Dream Arena. Which is awesome, because, well, hey, I can buy Choo Choo Rocket for 50p now, and it's a brilliant game to its credit as well. It's not like they just gave away any cheap old... I was going to say Sega Swirl, but Sega Swirl is also really good. It just looks cheap on the presentation, but, you know, any sort of cheap, nasty old game that they could have given away, they didn't do that to their credit. They gave away Choo Choo Rocket, a massive Sonic Team Online title, which on its own could have justified a full price tag, but actually they just went, yeah, you get it for free if you sign up for Dream Arena. Which is very awesome of them. I'm talking about the UK release now, I know, but hey. Before that, from Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future, that was Hanging Waters, technically requested by Skyblaze, because they said, could you just play me something from Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future? I don't have any preferences. And then I went, hang on a second, Tim Follin made music for Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future, so I'm going to create? No, I'm not. I'm gonna pick a track created by him. So I went with Hanging Waters there, and that's a brilliant track. And then Brexit plug her Sega Mix Drive poll down in the chat room. Anyway, before that, from Skies of Arcadia, that was Town of Ice, because True Skies, host of Sword of Sega, or technically ex-host of Sword of Sega. I don't know what's going on there. But that was Town of Ice. True requested that because, of course, she wanted something from Skies of Arcadia, because it is True. What did you expect? Town of Ice there. Before that, from Shenmue, that was 3:15, not the time, 3:15, and that was a request by myself. And actually, surprisingly, Town of Ice sounded more like a Shenmue track than 3:15 did, but I'm not entirely sure why. But let's just say that's probably the last you're going to see of Shenmue, unless you guys request something, but that is not the last you're going to see of Town of Ice. No, it is the last you're going to see of Town of Ice. It's not the last you're going to see of Skies of Arcadia, because I have a brilliant track coming up for you later on in the show. In fact, a brand new Skies of Arcadia track, and no, it's not from the OC Remix album. A brand new Skies of Arcadia track, not from the OC Remix album. What could it be? You're just going to have to stay tuned in to find out. But this is just the segment where I talk about random nonsense. Yes, it's the 20th birthday of the Dreamcast, wouldn't you know it? Woo! Yay! We've done the average, what are your memories of it, etc. We've done that before. I've listed my memories. I could go over it again. I probably will go over it again, because I don't have exceptionally amazing memories of the Dreamcast, because I just got it at a car boot sale one day, and I turned it on, and then about a week later, I bought Sonic Adventure and Jet Set Radio, and it was really cool. No, Rexy, I'm not on about that track that you just PM'd to me, so I'm going to read that out, because that is not the track that I'm going on about. It is an awesome track, genuinely. You're going to stay tuned to find out what it is, because those of you who've never heard it, you are in for a treat. It's brilliant. Anyway, I bought Sonic Adventure and Jet Set Radio like a week later from eBay, and then about a week after that, I bought a copy of MSR, and to this day, I've only played 5 minutes of MSR. I've beaten Sonic Adventure and Jet Set Radio, to my credit, though. I've only beaten Sonic Adventure on the actual Dreamcast. I beat Jet Set Radio on the HD version, so I'm a bit of a cheat. The only game I have ever beaten on the console is Sonic Adventure. Everything else, I just sort of play. I play for an hour, get bored, turn on the HD version, I actually finish the HD version. That's how it normally tends to go, and I need to stop doing that. MSR, though, I did actively try to beat MSR for about 5 minutes, and then I went, nah, I'm bored, I'm going to play Sonic Adventure, because that was the stupid kid I was in 2014. I should actually try and play MSR again, because it looks just so good, but I just didn't get into it the first time around. I tried streaming it as well to try and get into it. It just didn't click at all. But I'll give it a go one day. Same with Soul Calibur, same with F355 Challenge. Even if F355 Challenge is absolute solid difficulty, you're not going to beat it. You're not. How'd you beat a racing? I don't know. But, you know, hard as nails. That is what F355 Challenge is known for, so... Perhaps go into that one with a grain of salt. If I don't finish it, don't beat myself up about it, you know? That sort of thing. But yeah, that's my Dreamcast experience. I've spoken about that before. It's not an awfully interesting one, which is why I don't mind going over it again. But guys, what have you been playing on your Dreamcast this week, this month, this whatever? Or have you been playing any Dreamcast games on other platforms? Do let me know that one. I haven't even plugged the Discord yet. We're 45 minutes into the show, and I have not once mentioned Discord or Twitter, etc. if you want to join the crazy fun in the chat room, and trust me, it is crazy, you guys are flipping mental. That is radiose.gf/discord. If you have a Discord account, you know what to do. If you don't have a Discord account, well, go to the link. It will prompt you to enter a username. You can enter your username, whatever you want it to be. No lewd, please, Barker, etc. But, you know, pick whatever username you want to go with. Preferably include your team status, whether you're hashtag team blue or hashtag team orange, you know. Gotta get the plug in there, but either way, choose your team, choose your name, and get chatting with these lovely people, such as Retric, BrickGamer98, Skyblaze, Veritex, I'm honestly struggling to remember who I've talked about, JB64326, II1980, Nicholas Hamam, I can't say it now that I actually need to say it, even though I can normally say it fine, Nicholas, there we go, Doomgirl, we had some other people earlier on. Who else did we have that I've suddenly forgotten about? We had Grey4, Sega Dude, brand new Sega Dude as well. Hello to you, Sega Dude. How are you today? We also had some lurkers as well. I'm not going to call out the lurkers until they call themselves out in the chat room. That's just disrespectful. But if you are lurking, if you're listening in, but you're not chatting, hello to you guys too. And if you want to jump into the chat room, but you're just not saying anything and you actually want to chat to us, feel free to. Because we're very welcoming, I like to think, minus the fact that we're all at odds right now. I say at odds. There's only about two of you that actually want Team Orange, so the rest of us are nice and comfy over in our nice box fort. If I had to describe it, it's just sort of a box fort made out of cardboard. Like, if it rains, it's just going to evaporate. Evaporate? No. It's just going to get soggy, and then it will evaporate. It's not going to last long, but it's there. And it's better than standing on the wet floor, which is currently what Team Orange are doing. So I'll take that as a victory, you know. I see this as an absolute win, etc. Whatever you guys want to post in the GIFs in the comments down there. Have you guys been saying anything interesting, though? Because I'm sort of baffled. Electric Boogaloo brought up the trivia. Yes, I'd somehow forgotten that between last episode and this episode. Which is that Pen... I've also forgotten how to say this one now. God. I'm out of practice at this. Can you tell? Pen Pen... Trilsalon? Trisalon? I always said it Trisalon, but I don't think it is Trisalon. Pen Pen was the only game to make all three regions launch dates, and Pen Pen isn't actually a very good game at all, but people just want it because it's the hardest to find launch title, so it's got that lure about it. But Pen Pen wasn't brilliant. Whenever I think of Pen Pen, I always just think of that one comment on the Retro Collect podcast, which I don't think they actually make that podcast anymore, but back in the day when they did make it, was that Pen Pen just looks like a crappy N64 game, which is remotely true. Every time I think of that game, I just think, crappy N64 game, that's what it is, isn't it? I cannot unsee that image, and yeah, it's not an amazing game, and the music itself is pretty bog standard as well. That's the one saving grace it needs to have at Radio Sega in order to qualify in our books, and it doesn't even do that. Yeah, screw you, Pen Pen. At least you're somewhat valuable. Veritex, interestingly said, because we have a lot of people who don't actually remember growing up with the Dreamcast, so we're having to scatter out our actual launch day memories, etc. But Veritex says, my mum didn't like the phone bills, but I did get a free Choo Choo Rocket. Yes. Well, that's a positive, right? Spent £100 on Phantasy Star Online phone bills. Got a free copy of Choo Choo Rocket. Now, I like to think those two cancel themselves out, right? Hundreds of pounds in BT bills. Yeah, totally. Yeah, Retrix also says, because Retrix was one of the people who was around back in the launch days of the Dreamcast. I remember it, though. If you had bought a Dreamcast before Choo Choo came out, you could order a free copy. That was it. Yes, sorry, I got the deal the wrong way around. You could only get it for free before the game came out and you already had a console. Right, that factoid escaped me, but Virtuix then went on to say why I only played Choo Choo Rocket Online a couple of times. It was pay per minute, dial up. I know a lot of people have got caught out by that. The reason I keep bringing up Phantasy Star Online is because that was the one moneymaker for BT. Everyone got caught out on that one. I know people who racked up, as I said, hundreds of pounds of phone bills playing Phantasy Star Online back in the day. I was not one of those people because I've told you my poor man's Dreamcast story. Yeah, racked up racked up quite a heavy phone bill. Do not do that, people. But I'm so glad that Paper Minute is not a thing anymore, because PSO2 is coming out soon. If you don't live in Europe, where we got screwed. But if you live in America, hey, PSO2 is coming out. And you don't have to do it on Paper Minute, unless you're sadistic, or for some reason you use mobile data, in which case that's not Paper Minute, but it's still the equivalent of Paper Minute. That's like the second worst plague on the internet we have right now is mobile data. Oh, you can only use 5 gigs per month. No, I won't do that. Skyblazer has posted an Atari ST version of Choo Choo Rocket, which I think we've seen before, but it's a really nice port. There's quite a lot of homebrew ports of Choo Choo Rocket, actually. It's just one of those games that's relatively easy to port. Even though it's a Dreamcast game, it was a simple mechanically, and well, the graphics are quite easy to downscale, especially if you're basing it off the GBA version. Because we have this Atari ST version made by Reservoir Gods. I like that name quite a lot. Yeah, so Reservoir Gods. There was also Mighty Mighty Missile, which I've talked about before, which was a bit of Sega CD homebrew that was actually based off the GBA version, which is a very good version. I've recommended you before. If you like Choo Choo Rocket, I've said this so many times on Topical Resort. If you like Choo Choo Rocket, play the GBA version. The GBA version is sort of head and shoulders the best version of the game. Honestly, I'd say. It has all the features of the Dreamcast version. Slightly worse music, but it has 700 puzzles built in, so if you like the original game but you no longer have a Dream Pi or any way of connecting your Dreamcast to a custom server, well, you're going to lose access to a ton of custom levels, which is really what made Choo Choo Rocket what it was for so many people. If you want to get those custom levels back, get the GBA version. The reason the GBA version is so cool is not because it's 700 levels made by Sega employees. Those 700 levels are actually made by people who use the level creator on the Dreamcast version. So they took the unofficial levels which people made up and uploaded to the internet on the Dreamcast, and they put them into an official release. Now, nowadays with games like Mario Maker and all these games that you can make custom levels on, that doesn't seem like anything, but back in 2000, when Choo Choo Rocket came out, in 2001 I think, 2002 maybe, was when the GBA version came out, nothing had ever been heard of like that before. You could just make this random custom level one day in Choo Choo Rocket because you got bored on one summer holiday, and suddenly your level's in a video game, on a store available video game, not just sort of available for download. I think that's an awesome thing that more games should try and replicate. I know so many games do use great content nowadays, especially with Steam Workshop, etc., but that awesome feeling just never really gets replicated. Yeah, Retrix also brings up another good point, which I was talking about yesterday on my own stream, which was, although Discord has its advantages, in the IRC days, the list of members generally was actually people listening live. Okay, actually, that was wasn't what I thought he was going to say, which I'm actually going to get on into a second. But yeah, definitely, there's a lot of people here who aren't currently listening into the show, but hey, at least they're here, at least they're getting pings, they know when... I know when live shows are going to be on. That's a positive, right? What I actually thought you were going to say when I read the first part of the message is, back in the IRC days, you could actually get onto IRC on a Dreamcast using the Dreamcast web browser. You cannot do that with Discord, let me tell you now. I guess you could do some weird Discord IRC relay, which actually I have for my own server. You could do that sort of thing, and then technically you could post messages to Discord for a Dreamcast, but... technically, but back in the day, it was like 2 years ago, 2017, PC Wizard, the guy who does quite a lot of the Dreamcast online servers, and just a really awesome guy in the Dreamcast community, he actually, as a test to see whether he could get IRC working on the Dreamcast web browsers, he joined the Radio Sega IRC. This was back in 2017, when most people had obviously long abandoned the machine. The Dreamcast, obviously, had long abandoned that, but they also had long abandoned our own IRC and a lot of different IRC servers. So he went, yeah, let's test if this works. Let's go to the Radio Sega IRC. There's going to be some activity there, right? And it actually was, to his credit, because I was there, Woe21 was there, I think Trigon, Shadow Scroft was there. We all had this nice conversation with PC Wizard, who was using his Dreamcast and a Dreamcast keyboard. It was actually a really pleasant experience, which is how I was going to tie back the IRC into this. That was originally what I thought you were going to say. You could get onto IRC on the Dreamcast. Yeah, I know I went on a massive tangent there, but that's just a cool little Radio Sega factoid for me, is PC Wizard, the guy doing, well, quite frankly, wizardry with the Dreamcast and connecting it back to the internet, use the Radio Sega IRC. test out functionality. That's awesome to me. What do you guys post? That's a Robot Wars Dreamcast. Yeah, that is totally a Dreamcast prototype and not a Robot Wars design. Yes, you are not lying to me at all, Retrix. Yes. Yes. No. Maybe. I've fallen so far behind. Jamie's actually brought up how many puzzles it is on the GBA version of Choo Choo Rocket. It's 2,600, which is a lot more than I thought it was. I thought it was only 700. Yeah. Incredible. Who has time to solve 2,600 puzzles? I mean, you could probably just about get done with that now if you started playing in 2001. You might be there about now if you play the game every day for hours. But hey, it's the novelty that they're there. You can play them. They are on the cartridge. You don't have to buy a bunch of hardware to connect your Dreamcast back to the internet to play those levels again when you could just play them on the GBA cartridge. Retrix says, I did once look into getting my DC online, but decided it was too much trouble. Any advice, though? See, we're in a similar boat, because I thought the exact same thing. As Io has mentioned, Dream Pirate is really the best sort of way, but it depends on how technically minded you are, because you can put together your own Dream Pie with your own parts. If you look at the parts list, you need sort of a, I forget what it's called now, you need some sort of power, phone line power using a battery, you need some Ethernet cables to your Raspberry Pi, some modem cables. It's quite a lot more effort than it's really worth, so if you're not that technically minded, you can just buy a kit right now off, I think it's Dreamcast Live. Let me look, but I believe it's Dreamcast Live. Yeah, Dreamcast Live, there it is. I don't actually remember how much it was. I remember it being decently reasonable, but because it's made all by a PC wizard, there's a decent waiting queue. What have we got here? Okay, so that's gone up in price quite a lot. It's $100 for a Dream Pi kit. And that's the Raspberry Pi 3 kit. Which, I don't really know why you'd want a Raspberry Pi 3. I mean, I love my Raspberry Pis. I love my Pi 3. I haven't upgraded to a Pi 4 yet. But why does this require a Pi 3? That doesn't strike me as having too many more advantages than the original Raspberry Pi does, and it costs £20 more. Yet it includes all the same parts, just as a slightly faster CPU, which really isn't necessary for this. Whatever. Either way, hey, yeah, you can buy a Dream Pi for $100, or you can make your own one. That's a lot more expensive than I remember it being. Yes, I know the hour's over. It was never going to be an hour, I. You were being way too hopeful here. Anyway, I have been speaking for 20 minutes. So I should probably move on. Let's get in some music from Cosmic Smash. It's Electric Boogaloo's favourite game, but it isn't Electric Boogaloo's request, because he did request some Cosmic Smash music, but hey. We're going to go with this one instead. It's just simply known as THE Cosmic Smash. THE Cosmic Smash. And this is THE Radio Edit on THE Dreamcast Hour, right here on THE Radio Sega. Oh, come on, of course you can't have a Dreamcast Hour special without having music from Crows, the final game released on the Dreamcast, released in 2007 through Sega of Japan's online storefront. It was never intended to be the final game, but after the game shipped, Sega said, no more, we are not letting you make any more games, so Crows ended up being the final game released for the Dreamcast. And it's very expensive as a result, but if you want to play the game, because it's actually pretty fun, it's a shmup that surprises no one, but it's a shmup with some interesting twists. If you'd like to play it, it's actually on Wii. I believe it's under a collection called like the shmup collection or something similar. Someone will probably correct me. And then it's also on 3DS, just under the name Crows, so if you want to play it there, that is how to play it, because let's be honest, everyone wants it on Dreamcast. So much so that no one gets it on Dreamcast because it's just ridiculously expensive now, but you can dream, right? Yeah, keep clutching out or just burn it or just buy a GTMU. Please purchase it on 3DS. Thank you very much for your time. Or on Wii, but we, the devs, do not see any revenue from the game. Thank you. Beep. For that, from Phantasy Star Online, that was Growl from the Depths of the Earth, and that was requested by, what was his name? I've had so many people message me that I've actually forgotten the name. Joker Wren, or as they are known on the actual Discord server, as opposed to their profile. Joker Wren. No, their name is Belmont, sorry, that's the name. Belmont, there we go. That was requested by Belmont, and before that was my own pick from Cosmic Smash, the Cosmic Smash radio edit, an awesome little track there. We had a bit of a techno theme going on there until Phantasy Star Online kicked in, because I had to put that track somewhere, and that seemed like the most appropriate place to put it, so thank you for ruining my vibes going on there, Phantasy Star Online. You're a great game, though, so I had to put you in somewhere. Yeah, we're back, and I probably have something to talk about that's worth mentioning, I think, maybe. Or I should just read chat, I don't know. What have we got in the old notes section? Because I have some notes telling me, hey, you're very rusty at this, you should probably write something down in case you can't remember anything to talk about. I should be admitting this on air, but I should, because it's quite funny and you can laugh at me. Laugh at me, peasants. Throw your peanuts at me. Or, what's our equivalent of peanuts in this case? I guess if you're European, it's copies of Sega Rally 2. If you're American, it's, I don't really know. What's the American equivalent of Sega Rally 2? A game that everyone owns at least 4 copies of. I really can't think. Sonic Adventure, fine, we'll go Sonic Adventure. That's the quickest game I can think of. Yeah, throw me your peanuts, people, please. Throw me your VMUs without their dust caps on them, because we all have one of them as well, if we have a Dreamcast. Don't beat around the bush. None of us have our dust caps anymore. I might have it. I don't know. As far as I haven't turned anyone on it, it's because I don't have the clip, Jamie. Actually, do I have the clip? I have the clip.
So, I was just trying to figure out the best way to actually turn everyone on.
You won't let me escape that, so I just have to play it. So you, this is not the way to encourage you, because if I play it, you're just going to keep getting me to play it. So, I've made a fatal mistake in the system here. Britt said that it's CR2032 batteries, which are actually, yeah, CR2032 batteries. Agree. Strong agree. I've gone through so many of them. I was actually going to play some, my plan for today was to actually, in my own personal life, this isn't for the show, my plan was actually to play quite a lot of VMU games, like load them on through Dream Explorer, and put them on my VMU and play some VMU games, like the custom-made VMU Tetris, the Sonic Adventure ones, etc. But the true story was, I only put CR2032 in my VMU about a month ago, and I've played my Dreamcast once since then, that was yesterday, and it's already run out. It's already gone. I've used it once! So, in conclusion, yeah, never put batteries in your VMU. It's a pointless exercise unless you actually want to use the VMU. Or you want to stop the damn thing from squealing. But that's part of the experience, really. You can't turn the Dreamcast on for having it squeal at you. It's part of the fun. I swear it is. I guess. But the moral of the story is, people, was going to say battery mod your VMUs, because I thought that was a thing, but I'm now second guessing myself as to whether that actually is a thing and Skyblazer just posted it. Never mind. No, I stand corrected. Or there's also a LiPo. What's a LiPo when it's at home? I can't really say I've ever heard of that in my life. Let's look this up, because they have sent me a few Instructables pages, which is how you can extend the battery life of your VMU through modding. So, of course, the way they did this was by making it clunky as hell and having a huge-ass wire off the back of the VMU and then a battery pack that's bigger than the unit itself. Hey, at least this LiPo one actually somewhat looks competent. Ah, lithium ion battery. That makes a lot more sense. Or batter, as they've said. Is it like a fishing batter except a battery? I guess. I don't know. But that, so what that has is it just has a little micro USB coming out of the bottom that you charge it with. You use the chargey lithium ion battery, which actually is really cool. I should look into that one instead of keep replacing my batteries. I mean, it's not exactly like it's difficult to get a hold of VMUs nowadays, especially if you want the translucent blue ones. I say translucent because this is an American show and they are American VMUs. If you want a transparent VMU, especially a blue one, and trust me, the blue ones, mwah, they look sick. If you want a transparent VMU, it's so easy to get them new in box. So you could get a brand new VMU, stick this battery and mod in it, and we'll have a new VMU that actually works, rather than a scratched up VMU without its dust cover, as is the one in this image, might I add. Disgusting. Actually, yeah, that looks complicated, but it doesn't actually look too complicated. Wait, all you have to do is put in a PCB? I thought you'd have to do some more soldering than that. Soldering. I thought you'd have to do some more soldering. But it doesn't even... Okay, there is solder output from charger/booster to battery input of VMU, and solder battery to input of charger/booster. Don't forget to isolate everything. I will inevitably forget to isolate everything if I do this. It's probably for the best I don't burn my house down and therefore don't do that. What else is going on? Rex has just posted a really crude, not lewd, crude image of a chow with a monocle, a moustache and a top hat. And just said Chap Adventure, so... Have you made this specifically for the show, Rexy? If you've made this, this seems... You've put in more effort than I have, some would say. And that is not inherently true. I did spend a lot of time with the show, believe it or not. It's one of the... You typed Dapper Chow into Google. I thought you drew that, Rexy. You've truly let the team down here. No, seriously, I have actually put a lot of time into the show. People just go, he's not talking about anything. That must mean he's really lazy. No, it's not true. Just, we talked about it. I mentioned this in the show. We've talked about everything that I could talk about for the birthday in the last episode. And, well, as we said, the last episode was the longest episode of a show ever on Radio Sega. Or the longest show ever that wasn't a Segathon on Radio Sega. We set records with that show that was meant to be an hour long. Except it wasn't. I always knew it would be a really long show because you guys sent me so many responses for Dreamcast 20 that I knew it was going to take 3 hours plus, not even including your requests. So I always knew it was going to be a long one, but when you have a long episode, that means you sort of burn through your pile of things to talk about. So as a result, I don't really have anything, which is why I'm relying on you guys for this bit. But for the next two parts, I actually do have stuff. It's just this one I was like, heh. Oh, I could ask them about their favourite games, like I did last episode. You know, whereas I love doing these Dreamcast hours on specific topics, like when we did the Hidden Palaces Lost Games Month, because you've got something to talk about every single bed, you can plan it out. Here with these birthday episodes, it's like, yeah, we can talk about the games that came out for it, we can talk about the birth and the death of the console, like we already did, You don't have anything set in stone like you do with actual physical topics. Which I don't know, it's not as good, but we have to do something for the 20th birthday again, right? That counts, because everyone else would have said, why have you not done a 9-9 episode? Why didn't you do 9-9 2019? Because I'd already covered it. Yeah, but this birthday's better. Fine, I'll do it then. have it your way. But I did always advertise this as this is more of a music episode thing. I will still continue talking, but this is more of a music episode thing, which is why you should flood me of your requests. And to your credit, you have flooded me of your requests. As much as I physically allow, because I do want to go to sleep at some point tonight, so I have limited your requests a bit. Speaking of which, we have quite a few coming up in this block here. But first of all, we're going to get into some more music, and then, coming up after, we've got a giveaway coming up, and it's not a Dreamcast figurine, but it is a giveaway. And it's a pretty spicy one, and it ships worldwide. You'll see why in a second. But first of all, we're going to have a track from a game which everyone seems to hold in really high regards, and yet no one ever seems to talk about. And most strangely of all, it's from a company that everyone loves, but it just gets no love itself. Released on the N64 originally, to no avail. Released on the Dreamcast as a critical failure, or a critical success, a commercial failure, and a cult classic. This is a game known as Bangayo from Treasure, the awesome Treasure. This is probably one of their last sort of classic Treasure games. And this track is simply known as Base Under Destruction. You're listening to Radio Sega, and we're playing the best Dreamcast tunes on the best birthday of them all.
Dreamcast Hour. Up to 7 billion listeners.
Request by Mr. Casey there from Sega Rally 2 that was Searching for My Dreams. There's a request by Casey, as I just said. Why did I leave a pause for that? Before that, from Metropolis. Metropolis Street Racer. That was Time, requested by myself because I wanted something from Metropolis Street Racer and that seemed to fit the best out of all of those. Before that, from Dale North, that was Shenmue Come to Bob's Pizza, the OC remix, as requested by Rexy. That one was from 2002, but it does not sound at all in comparison to some of the stuff that was coming out on OC Remix at the time. Before that, from Bang.io, that was Based Under Construction, specifically the Dreamcast version. There's so many versions of that game, all of them sound different, but that was the Dreamcast soundtrack. A nice little ditty there. And now we are back, and you heard me correctly before, it is time for for a giveaway. Yeah, I really didn't build this up as much as I could have done. Sorry, it's time for a giveaway. Yes, indeed. So, yes, what we're going to be giving away today is a mystery prize mentioned on all the social medias, because I had no clue what I wanted to give away at all, because I sort of went, everyone owns a copy of Dreamcast Collection on Steam. Let's not beat around the bush here. Everyone owns a lot of Sega t-shirts at this point in this chat room. Everyone here already had a chance to win a Dreamcast figurine from back in November. What the hell can I do? And then I stumbled across on Steam while searching the Dreamcast tag, a game which I thought, yes, that'll make an excellent giveaway on Steam, actually. I spotted Ghost Blade HD. Or alternatively, if you don't want it on Steam, I can look into getting it for you on other consoles, such as the PS4, the Xbox One, or surprisingly the Wii U. It was on the Wii U and not the Switch, even though it came out in 2017. Yeah. If you want it on Wii U, I mean, you can have it. I don't even know if it was delisted on Wii U, actually, thinking about it. But if it's there, you have a Wii U, you can have it. I love my Wii U personally, but would I pick it over the Steam version? Debatable, I guess. I don't know if I'd do that, but normally you'd expect me to do some sort of trivia game, and it's not far off from a trivia game to win this one. But I will, in fact, say, you might know this one. Someone might get it instantly, or it might take people ages. It sort of depends. But the rules are here that you can only play through Discord. So that is radiose.ga/Discord, and you can only private message me. My tag is greenviper8, #6383. Alternatively, if you're on our server, you can click on my name at the top. I'm at the very top of the user list, and you can click the send message button somewhere there. Yeah, there we go. You can click the send message button and send me your answers down below. You get infinite guesses. So, guess away. But good luck, I guess, because it's gonna be hard. But I will give out the clue again in text form. I'll read it out a few times. And you'll have another bed to answer, so we've still got one more bed of talking after this. So you still got one more round to answer, and then entries will be officially closed. But for now, here is my riddle. I am a Dreamcast game. My most notable feature and namesake is my historical accuracy. They must have been laughing when they created me. What game am I? I am a Dreamcast game. My most notable feature and my namesake is my historical accuracy. They must have been laughing when they created me. What game am I? For a chance to win a copy of Ghostblade HD on Steam or a console of your choice, let me know what game I am in a DM to me on Discord. And yeah, seriously, I'm looking forward to seeing your answers. I'm going to, in fact, leave myself on air just a tad longer, because I sort of want to see what messages you guys are going to send. Please send me some good ones. Please. I sort of want to get some funny answers and read them out on the final bed, but for now I just want to be the mean KC man and say, nah. But please, private message, do not send it in the main chat room, because otherwise you spoil the game for everyone else. You spoil the fun riddles. It's Shenmue. Correct. Indeed, it's correct. Now let's see if I can actually see on Discord if you guys are sending me anything as we speak, because Discord has that handy feature which I wish other applications actually had. I can see who's typing to me and who isn't. Aha. I almost said a naughty word because I just read what Jamie said. Green Viper 8, #TeamBlue. Dreamcast Hour trivia. It was the episode where Skyblaze was the co-host of the Dreamcast Hour in the initial 10 episodes, where he wanted to figure out how to turn people on. Shut up, Jamie, please! What? For God's sake. You couldn't resist the urge to bring that up, could you? For one minute you had to talk about the incident. That's what it's known as. It's just the incident. We have no other name for it anymore. It's not called the mass turning on. It's not called anything else. It's just
the Dreamcast Hour incident, the oopsie that I made on episode 9 once, and 2 years later, you will not live it down. So in retaliation, I will say, what can I read out of Jamie's that could be embarrassing? KC and Sanshiro tapping. Yeah, KC and Sanshiro, they're tapping. Tap, tap, tap. How does it feel? You feel destroyed right now. Wrecked, as some would say. By the way, how are you guys liking this new talkbed music? Now that we finally found Space Channel 5 Moji Moji Can't Stop Megamix on the playlist. We've been looking for it since like 2013-14-ish time, I hear. But now that we finally found it, we actually get to listen to the music that's on the album, and this track stood out to me in particular. This is Get More Strobe Action from that album, and you can go ahead and request this on the Radio Sega playlist, and I love it. And it actually, this is the exact song I was looking for a year ago when I was recreating the Dreamcast Hour from scratch. Back when I was sort of redesigning the show for the Dreamcast 20 show, bringing it back for the one-off specials, I was like, the first thing I'm scrapping is the old beds. I love Old Faithful Green Grove Act 2, but it has nothing to do with Dreamcast whatsoever. So we are scrapping all that, and we are actually bringing back in some Dreamcast beds. So the first one I knew, I wanted Overdrive, which is the track that we've been playing for the first sort of two beds. I knew I wanted that, because that fit the perfect sort of techno noise that I wanted. And the second one I went with was the Rent Hero theme, which actually I still love the Rent Hero theme. And I do intend on using it on the show. Someone's got it. I do intend on actually using it on the show again at other points, but for now, this is on secondary talk because it fits the perfect techno noise that I wanted from a song, actually, in the background. And it's a Dreamcast song as well, so it counts. Perfect. Exactly what I wanted. It's a great song. Please request it on the playlist when you get the opportunity to. And yep, Nicholas has actually posted an image of the Sega Retro version of it on the Discord channel, which is, it was originally composed by Tomoya Otani, which I actually did not know, and it was remixed by Tomonori Sawada. Sawada, we'll go with that. This is an incredible remix. I actually didn't know this was a remix, if I was honest. I've not heard the original, and I thought I'd heard most Space Channel 5 tracks. What does Shenmue have to do with laughing? Am I missing an inside joke? No, we had a riddle going on to win a copy of Ghostblade HD, and Nicholas accidentally answered in the chat. Luckily, it was incorrect, so I can point that one out and say Shenmue is not the answer. In the meantime, I've had some interesting ones that I should probably get around to answering. So while we do that, we're going to get into another block filled with your requests, so much so that three of them are your requests. Two of them were requests by the same person, but one of them was accidental, and we'll explain why in a second. But first of all, Peter Pop Fever, a request by Jamie, the man who loves, Poppin' photos of Sanshiro and KC. I don't know. What he does love though is Amity, and he loves Puyo Pop Fever and Endless Fever, the final official game released on Dreamcast, actually, if we're being correct. Because I'm now doubting myself, because I know there was a sports game that was also released in 2004. Hey, the official last game made by Sega, somewhat. Puyo Pop Fever, Endless Fever, right here on the Dreamcast Hour. I don't know. Yeah, let's get popping. We'll be right back.
the Dreamcast Hour. Up to 7 billion listeners.
Let's look at the funk. Could you stop playing with that radio, Lord? I'm trying to get to sleep.
Fantasy. missed an episode and want to catch up? Want to re-educate yourself on the topic of a previous show? Download our podcast from the Radio Sega Media section, subscribe to us on iTunes, or stream the show through Stitcher. Discord Coolin.
We are back. This is the Dreamcast Hour. It's the 20th birthday. I'm not sure if we mentioned that yet. And that was Capcom versus SNK 2, Mark of the Millennium, the 2001 version, because we had to have something from a fighting game of some sort. We had no Power Stone presents. We had no Marvel vs. Capcom 2 presents. So we went with Capcom versus SNK 2. Especially with the news of Terry recently hitting Smash Bros. And therefore SNK coming into a bit of an almost renaissance, despite the fact that Smash Bros. People don't like people who like SNK at all. And it's actually been a bit of a renaissance in sort of the popularity of SNK. So of course we had to have something from that there as well. And that was technically a request, in the sense of I put it in my playlist ages ago, and then J-Star Max said, yeah, this is the track I want most. So I went, ah, I already have it in the playlist. So, Stimulation, New York there. Before that, from Jet Set Radio, a pick of my own, because no one picked any Jet Set Radio music tonight. That was Let Mum Sleep. Before that, from Dance Dance Revolution, second mix. That was Brilliant to You. That was the proper request from J-Star Max. The kicking off the block was from Cannot Confirm or Deny Tapping Man Jamie himself. Puyo Pop Fever, Endless Fever, a track which, yeah, appears in most Puyo games. It was pretty awesome as well, ignoring that fact. Anyway, you heard the lady, it's disco cooling time. Let's not beat around the bush, people. I know there was a few of you actually really wanted to join the disco cooling, and then they didn't. They went offline, so I appreciate that. Anyway, we've had quite a few people leaving, so I want to give a huge thank you to Nicholas, Electric, and Retrix for stopping by. Seriously, thank you for putting up with me for an hour and a half. And, hang on, 2 hours. 2 hours, we've been going for a long time now. Thank you for putting up with me for 2 hours. I appreciate it, and well, hope to see some of you guys again soon, because I know some of you guys are regulars. Hope to see you again soon, and likewise to those of you who aren't so regular, come back yet again. Please. I'm lonely. Please. Right, anyway, now that we got that out of our system, there's quite a few of you who were like, please bring back the airing the chill out, bring it back, and then they never did it. They never actually joined the chill out, so I could air the chill out. There appears to only be one person in this, so this would be slightly pointless, but I feel like it. I've got the nerve to air the chill out, so radiose.ga/discord. Join the chill out voice room as long as you have a microphone. And you, yeah, you shall be on the show. I'm not feeling very brave. Before we do this, please remember me. If they beat me up, please remember all the good things I contributed to this radio station. You know, if I don't come out this alive, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Jamie. Hi. I can't hear you. I don't know if this is a positive or a negative. I'm going to put this down as a positive, honestly. I see this as a win. 2 sec. Has that done anything? Hello, Jamie? No, that's not done anything. It's the thought that counts. Great software. There you. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, I can hear you. Hi. Hi, how are you?
You can hear me?
I can, yeah.
I'm good.
why are you here? Why are you here to suffer, Jamie? Please tell us, because we know you love the Dreamcast. You are the biggest fanboy of the console, and especially its European design. So, why are you in the chill out today? Yes. That's a conclusive answer.
Nope.
This is now the part where I proceed to panic. I'm not sure if this is Jamie or me. This is the part where I buy time, I swear. Try again. Hello? Please, do you read me? Do you read me now? No. Please. I'm desperate. Jamie is quite dead, yeah. His microphone's just constantly showing us on, but he's not actually saying anything to me. Hi. Hello. Please echo into the void.
Hello, 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 hello.
Right, so we can confirm he's there at least, because my echo is being received. Yeah, that wasn't me putting on a voice at all. How will I live without Jamie?
No!
Yeah, no, we don't. You're right. We do not need a new Jamie Veritex. What are you on about? What a silly proposition. When in doubt, you message this person because you know they can quickly set you up. I think maybe. Please. I'm thinking of anything. I bet he's gone to sleep. That's probably why he's not messaging. I'm not talking about Jamie. Jamie has inevitably gone to sleep. That is why we can't hear him. He's fallen asleep on the mic. He's dreaming of Dreamcast. This is the definitive gabble to actually try and fill time while I wait for the person to get back to me. I know you're here. I can't hear you and no one else can hear you. Can you like disconnect and reconnect? Please? Because... What the hell else do I do? How my software's messing up. Right, you know what, Discord. I've lost all hope on you, Discord. Pants chat app. I don't even know if this is... I've upgraded this firmware. You know, I've put him on version 6.326. He's just not updating. I don't know what it is. You know, I've forced it. I've typed /force in the command box. And... Nah, Chief. He's just not having it. And this is now the part where Rexy tells me that he's, like, completely working fine. And they're having a nice conversation. Rexy can hear me. Okay, then I just officially jump off a cliff. I honestly hate Discord. Obviously, we're gonna have problem of the week. Yeah, it is problem of the week. But I hate this application so much. I tested this beforehand. I genuinely did test this. It worked fine, but now it's not displaying his voice, even though we just heard him. It's not like I've got my cable set up incorrectly. I could hear him for 5 minutes, and then the computer just said no. Screw you, Discord. This is why I like Skype. Skype never let me down. It did multiple times, but I was gonna say fondness makes the heart grow stronger. No, I was gonna say distance makes the heart grow stronger. That's why I like Skype so much, because I don't remember how bad it was, because it's been so long since I've used it. When in doubt, Sega Mixer Drive, host it out. No, that's not how the phrase goes, is it? Reboot Discord, which I've already done today. So anyway, guys, how's this weather going? I think this weather's going quite well. The spiffing stuff really is. I'm even trying to find something to read on Twitter. That's how desperate I am. Will you hurry up and load? How can this software take so long to load? It's using more CPU than it was before. Lovely. Right. I've officially bored the entire audience. I'm really sorry. Try again. I mean, I will if this bloody application will behave itself. End the update. No, that just killed the entire program. Discord! Ah! I hate the software. I can't even go onto like the mobile Discord, because that's the thing. Oh, sorry, I could go onto Discord on Firefox, but then it doesn't let me change my cables, therefore you couldn't hear Jamie again. Why doesn't stuff just work? 2019, technology's progressed this much, and yet my Dreamcast works better than my PC does.
My Dreamcast more reliably connects to the internet than my computer does most days. And even with its shoddy disk drive that I didn't even talk about, it works better. My DVD drive doesn't even work on this computer. But yet my Dreamcast one works if I hit it with a hammer enough. This is just an F. This is a rip in the chat. Right, in the meantime, let's have a look at Twitter. Maybe Twitter can lift my spirits. And Team Blue... Oh, bugger, it's losing. Team Blue is at 46% and Team Orange is at 54%. Ugh. Why must you let me down like this? This is just a dagger to the chest after all I've been through during this segment. I can't believe it. Why are you quoting this? This is true. My Dreamcast does work better than my PC. I should actually tell this story, though. So, fun fact. I was streaming my Dreamcast yesterday with a little help from my mobile device because I found out that my Dreamcast doesn't read discs properly anymore. But you know how I can get it to read discs? Leaving the lid slightly open. Yep, that's nice and safe, isn't it? I found out that if I leave it too much open, it won't read the disc. Too much closed, it won't read the disc. Just closed enough, it reads it without errors. So I figured out the tactic is I put my phone on top of my Dreamcast lid and it keeps it that centimetre open in order to actually keep the disc playing. It is miraculous. And it actually worked. I beat the entirety of Sonic Story and Sonic Adventure using this bootleg method. And I'm going to play some more games with it later until I can actually be bothered to fix the disk drive or buy a GDMU, which I'm actually looking into doing. And the first assumption people come to with that is, oh, you're going to use it for piracy. No, I'm just going to use it because my disk drive is absolutely balked. Balked beyond repair. There's nothing I can do to save it. Speaking of nothing I can do to save it, I think I'm just going to give up with Discord. Screw this application. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play some really nice and chill music, actually, to just mellow us out, calm us down. We've had very long music breaks before this. But I'm going to go with something much shorter. I'm going to go with something from Sonic Adventure again, surprisingly. But this was one that I had on earlier because it's just such a... I had this one very early on into the playlist. I wanted it here because it's such a nice track. And then today, out of nowhere, OC Remix went, yeah, we're going to drop free Dreamcast remixes. Because of course we are. One of those remixes being from El Rexy. I don't know why I put L in front of it. Lerexy. El Rexy, depending on which region you want to go to. It doesn't make. I guess it sort of makes a difference in your swirl colour depending on what region. But anyway. Yes, Rexy released a new remix. I say new, it's not new. It's new if you listen to OC Remix, which most people only listen to OC Remix and other remixes. So if you listen to OC Remix, it's new. If you don't, this track came out in 2012, 7 years ago. It's an awesome little ditty, a remix of E-102 Gamma's theme from Sonic Adventure, probably my favourite song in the entire game. And it's a track known as Aviated Spirit. And it calms my spirit, it calms my soul. Such a lovely one, and it's... 7 minutes long. Get comfy, make yourself a cuppa, and listen to the dulcet tunes coming up just here. And then afterwards, we've got another nice piano track, and then to end off the show, we have another nice piano track. But for now, enjoy the quote-unquote massive sarcasm. Brand new remix. It's the correct way to start off the day here on the Dreamcast Hour. Mood Whiplash. That was from LOL, which is what you should have been doing during that last bed at me. Lack of Love, the opening theme, which is an awesome little track there. Before that, from Rexy, that was a remix of E-102 Gamma's theme from the original Sonic Adventure, known as Aviated Spirit. And now we're back. This is the final bed of the show. I'm going to be revealing to you who won Ghostblade on Steam or a console of their choice. And I'm going to be revealing to you who won them darn their Swirl Wars. First of all, before we do that, I want to give a huge thank you to everyone who's been listening in. We have had Veritex, we've had Jamie, we have had Rexy, we've had Grateful, we've had Skyblaze, we've had Rectrix, we've had Nicholas, we've had quite a lot of people. We had SegaFan, we had Doan2300, so many people. Well, a lot of others that I am now failing to name. We had IO1980 at one point. We had Mr. D'Artagnan, I saw, popped up for a brief few seconds. We had JSTAR Max. Did I already say Brit? If I didn't say Brit, you don't deserve one Brit. So, others such as Doom Girl. Others, I don't remember if I said Veritex either. Peoples. We had Peoples listening in. Thank you if you were a person who was listening in. I very much appreciate your listenership. I'm very much getting back into the groove of this. Not Toe Jam and L back into the groove, as in just back into the groove. It's been a very long time, personally. I've gone through a lot of stuff, as I said, since I left. I didn't leave, you know. But since last time I've done something, I've gone through a lot of stuff to where I've just sort of unlearned everything that I'd learned over the last few years, which obviously is not ideal at all for hosting a radio show, and especially when I'm hosting a show that's once again back out of my comfort zone. I do these so rarely that I always forget what I do when I'm actually on the Dreamcast Hour. Like, I just always shut down and forget what to talk about, because how'd you really do small talk in this regard? At least I have a fallback point on top of resort. How'd you do a fallback on the Dreamcast? So that there, Romania, yeah, it was a good game, wasn't it? There's not really any fallback talk that you can have here, which is the problem, which is why I kept going back to chat. You get the point, yeah. There's not as much I can talk about this time around, because we've already discussed so in depth the birthday of the Dreamcast that I don't really want to retread old ground, especially in regards to that. But that's why. But I want to give a huge thank you to everyone who's been listening in. As to when next time you'll hear me, I'm not really too sure, but hopefully it'll be back in a bit more of a familiar location soon. Perhaps something new that I'm working on. I don't want to give too many hints, because I honestly really don't want to give too many hints in case nothing ever happens, so I don't want to jinx it. But if something does happen, this is a hint. But you should hopefully see me again soon. This is not the last you will ever see of me. Let's not say that. But I don't know when. But yeah, either way. What was the issue then with Discord? I still don't know what the issue is. I just hate this program. That's not even me just getting angry for a brief second. This program barely ever works. That was why for so long near the top of resort, I just dropped any segment that required me to use Discord voice chat. It's so temperamental, especially when you have other programs running as well that like using your CPU, like Radio DJ does. When you have two programs clashing head-to-head, Radio DJ is always the one that lags, and then as a result, Discord then goes, one program's lagging, I can't speak. I think that's it, but even then, nothing seems to be remedying it. I hate this program so much. It uses a ton of CPU, and yet, when using that CPU, it doesn't actually do anything. It's pointless. Screw you, Discord. Anyway, people in the Discord, I'm sure you want to know the answer to this riddle. Not before I tell you the answer to Swirl Wars, which was... So, Team Orange had 11 votes. Team Blue, thanks to the amazing Grateful, has 211... No, it had 11 votes. You are all useless. I want you to know this. Vouching in Twitter votes and vouching in Discord votes, it's a tie. After all this, we're going to have a Swirl Wars 2020. Are you serious? You people. You crazy, crazy lot. After all these years of bickering,
you still cannot decide on what colour it should be. It should be blue. You're crazy if you think otherwise. I can't believe this. Anyway, this grand old riddle. Those of you who forgot, I was giving away a copy of Ghostblade HD on Steam or a console of your choice, and to actually win, you had to be the first person to answer the question or the riddle, which was, I am a Dreamcast game. My most notable feature and namesake is my historical accuracy. They must have been laughing when they created me. What game am I? I am a Dreamcast game. Now, you could take this two ways. You could take this as, I'm a Dreamcast multi-platform game, or I am a Dreamcast exclusive game. There is no correct way to take it, but the way which helps you greatly if you took it that way is, I am a Dreamcast exclusive game. My most notable feature and namesake is my historical accuracy. The reason for this is because this game, one of its most notable features in the Dreamcast community and in the communities that care about this, is that it happens to have a vast selection of flags, and historically accurate flags at that. So, say, this is a bad example, but say the English flag would be appropriate for the time period that this game is set in, and all flags and all countries would be appropriate for the time period this game is set in. My namesake is also my historical accuracy. The name of the game has a year in it. They must have been laughing when they created me, and I know one person in particular, and a few others will clock on the second I reveal the answer to this clue. Laughing, joking, numbnuts. And now I wait for the messages to pour in as to, oh, it's that game. But if they don't, I will tell you anyway. But I feel like that is the dead giveaway as to what this is. Needless to say, you're gonna probably pick up on this very quickly. I say as you're not picking up on this quickly. Yo, how big is the stream delay today? Why did I just make a really weird noise as well? How big is the stream delay today? Is it 10 seconds or are you just not responding to me? I don't know. Either way, Spirit of Speed, 1930, I've now forgotten the year. Is it 7? I think it's 7. Spirit of Speed, 19, I've knackered it. I've completely knackered it. Spirit of Speed, 1937. Congratulations to Greyfor, who won a copy of Ghostblade on a console of his choice that isn't the Dreamcast, because I'm not made of money. Congratulations to anyone who guessed Spirit of Speed, which was one of you, but congratulations to you anyway. You really don't care. All you're doing is just bullying me in the chat, saying you hope you never see me again, which is really, really mean of you. Thank you, guys. I hate you too. But trust me, I really do hate you. Oh well. Anyway, right, I want to give a huge thank you to everyone who's been listening in, as I just said, and we have one more track coming up on the show that's been really odd and all over the place. And yeah, interesting, because I'm just that bad and out of practice. This will get better with time, guys, I swear. Anyway, Skies of Arcadia. We mentioned there was one more track left from the game, and it is a brand new track. And it's not from Arcadia Legends, which is the OC Remix album. Rexy said, that new remix that just came out on OC Remix was from the Arcadia Legends album. I'm not talking about that one. I'm instead talking about a track from the Skies of Arcadia Eternal soundtrack. And I did say there'd be one more track from this game, and I did say there'd be one more piano track. If you place the pieces together, you'd know that there were two brand new piano tracks on Arcadia Legends. On Skies of Arcadia Eternal soundtrack. One of them is a 16-minute long medley. The other one is simply known as Souvenir de Arcadia. I've been Greedy Operate. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, guys, stay swirly, keep dreaming, and keep on casting. Thank you.
Sega. It's playing. The best Sega music 24/7.